The Baudelaire children looked at one another. They weren't sure which made them more nervous. The idea that Gunther had spent so much time in the squalor penthouse, or the idea that they might meet him as he came down the stairs. "Maybe we should wait for Gunther to leave," Violet said. "We don't want the doorman to get in trouble."
"No, no," Jerome decided. "We'd best start the climb, or we'll be too tired to reach the top. Sonny, be sure to let me know when you want me to carry you."
They walked into the lobby of the building and were surprised to see that it had been completely redecorated while they were at dinner. All the walls were painted blue, and the floor was covered in sand, with a few seashells scattered in the corners.
"Ocean decorating is in," the doorman explained. "I just got the phone call today. By tomorrow, the lobby will be filled with underwater scenery."
"I wish we'd known about this earlier," Jerome said. "We would have brought something back from the fish district."
Oh, I wish you had," the doorman said. "Everybody wants ocean decorations now, and they're getting hard to find."
"There are sure to be some ocean decorations for sale at the inn auction," Jerome said, as he and the Baudelaires reached the beginning of the stairway. "Maybe you should stop by and purchase something for the lobby."
"Maybe I will,"
the doorman said, smiling oddly at the children.
"Maybe I will. Have a good evening, folks."
The Baudelaire said good night to the doorman and began the long climb up the stairs. Up and up and up they climbed, and they passed a number of people who were on their way down, but although all of them were in pinstripe suits, none of them were Gunther. As the children climbed higher and higher, the people going down the stairs looked more and more tired, and each time the Baudelaires passed an apartment door, they heard the sounds of people getting ready for bed. On the 17th floor, they heard somebody ask their mother where the bubble bath was. On the 38th floor, they heard the sounds of somebody brushing their teeth. And on a floor very high up, the children had lost count again, but it must have been quite high, because Jerome was carrying Sonny. They heard someone with a deep, deep voice reading a children's story out loud. All these sounds made them sleepier and sleepier, and by the time they reached the top floor, the Baudelaire orphans were so tired, it felt as if they were sleepwalking, or in Sonny's case, being sleep-carried. They were so tired that they almost dozed off, leaning against the two sets of sliding elevator doors, as Jerome unlocked the front door. And they were so tired that it seemed as if Gunther's appearance had been a dream, because when they asked about him, Esme replied that he had left a long time ago.
"Gunther left?" Violet asked.
"But the doorman said that he was still here."
"Oh, no," Esme said. "He dropped off a catalogue of all the items for the inn auction. It's in the library, if you want to look at it. We went over some auctioneering details, and then he went home."
"But that can't be," Jerome said.
"Of course it can be," Esme replied. "He walked right out the front door."
The Baudelaires looked at one another in confusion and suspicion. How had Gunther managed to leave the penthouse without being spotted?
"Did he take an elevator when he left?" Klaus said.